This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
The Dort Podcast with Rich Keefe. It's the Dort Podcast.
Ryan Davis.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Rick Rude Von Dick Dude. He is Razzle Von Dazzle. All hail the King of Ginger Ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Speaking of eyeballs, my eyes, I mean, they're super dry. They look awful.
What happened to you?
What's going on? I've just been looking at computer screens all day. We'll get to that in a little bit. But, you know, a lot of football watching in close proximity and a lot of video gaming. So, you know, I feel great, but I look horrible right now.
It wasn't sure if you got caught in a dust storm.
Like I've been crying. I've been crying a lot. I watched the there's a documentary called Stutz that's on Netflix right now. It's Jonah Hill directed it, and it's him and his therapist talking. So it gets a little dusty in here, you know, talking about my inner child and my shadow.
Ooh,
you know.
I think last time I had a good movie or TV cry.
I didn't. By the way, I'm not crying because of that. I'm just going to put that out there right now. That's not what I'm. I'm being sarcastic.
I heard.
You know, asking Dad to have a catch at the end of Field of Dreams always gets a little misty. You know.
When was the last time you saw Field of Dreams?
5 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should probably have a good cry every like Olympiad. Every 4 years, go ahead and let it.
Like good, solid. You know?
Yeah.
Like the ugly cries. I think. Like one of those.
Yeah. Try to talk during it. That always helps. Try to get a good conversation going while you're crying. Hey, by the way, I think we just had maybe the greatest hour in the history of the radio medium this past Friday night.
Oh my God.
During the Rich Keefe Show.
And just, it was like old times again. You know, we just fell right into the old rapport that we always have, you know, just wow. Oh,
so good. So here's a little behind the scenes on that. So we have the technology to
do you though?
Nope. No, we should have the technology to do Zoom. So Davey was going to do an hour on the newly minted Rich Keefe Show. Nice.
The absolute pop culture rocket ship that is the Rich Keefe Show.
So Davey was going to come on for an hour, and I'm like, don't bother even come. You don't need to drive into studio. We'll put you up on the screen right in front of me. We'll be looking at each other.
By
and
the way,
you can check via Zoom, so that sweet microphone that you have will also work.
I was willing to drive it. Just so I want the people to know that I was willing to do that. That was actually my idea, and you said no.
All right, well, next time you can drive in. Well, you're always welcome. I was trying to save you a little bit of time. But then, oh, my God, I was just so mad because then, like, I figured it would work. You even tested it during the day. You're like, it works. Mm-hmm. And then we call in. And then at night, nobody's there. Like, it's a barren wasteland. And so I'm like, let's dial this thing up. The fucking Zoom's not working. Nothing's working. So we're like, you know what? I'm not going to punt on this. So Davey's going to call in, like, old time's sake.
Sure,
and he's going to be on the phone for an hour. And I don't care what anybody thinks. It was still the best 60 minutes of the week. It's fantastic.
Unbelievable. And again, just happy to be a part of it.
So again, cheap plug here. I'm going to put it in the chat at Rich Keefe Show. We're trying to get this fucker off the ground. So follow that on Twitter and on Instagram, because obviously the show that I left that I'd been a part of for 6 years, I don't get to take that Twitter account. I have to make my own. Not sour grapes, not sour apples. Nope. We're just going to start the fuck over is what we're going to do.
Let's get us a blue check by the end of the month, huh? Who's in?
I could pay for it for Elon Musk, send Elon Musk.
Or was it now it's a gold check, the one you don't have to pay for?
Oh, yeah. I've seen a few gold ones. I'm not paying for I have a blue one on Keefe 21, but I don't pay for that.
Yeah, I think he tried to get rid of that, and then he said if you had one, your grandfather didn't. Like, he reneged on that one.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's that. But anyway, Fridays, Davey's going to be on the Rich Keefe Show as much as he wants to be. Mm-hmm. And so tune in. And if you can't get it, get the podcast. There's a Rich Keefe Show channel if you want to just stream just simply that 1 hour. We break it off into hours. The show's 4 hours. Davey's going to be in for an hour, so you can rip that one. Mm-hmm. So excited about that. But let's get to this. All right, the Renfield trailer. Renfield was one of the movies that we had mentioned in our last episode, the 2023 movies coming out. This is Nicolas Cage as Dracula. And just a couple of days after we were talking about it, boom, we get the first trailer for it. And this looks like it's going to be pretty great.
It looks, I couldn't say this on the radio, but this looks batshit. Mm-hmm. Like this movie looks completely off the rails.
Looks wild.
So you have, is it? It's not Nicholas Holt. Is it Nicholas? Who's the kid who plays? Is it Nicholas Holt?
Yeah, I think it is.
He plays Renfield? Yeah. He plays Renfield, who gets some sort of supernatural superhero powers from Dracula to go and do his bidding.
Right.
So when this movie was announced, like we didn't really know much about it other than who was going to be in it. Hmm. And then you saw some set photos of Nicolas Cage. But to see him talk and be a vampire is... Yeah. I can't even describe it. It's amazing.
It's gonna be hard to top. And I feel like this is actually what they should have done when they tried to relaunch the MonsterVerse or whatever.
Yeah.
With the Mummy and Tom Cruise and then whatever. They should go like horror comedy with it. And that's what this is gonna be. And just be like, we've seen those monsters. There's been a million monster movies. Lean a little bit more into like Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein, like just go all in on that. I think there'd be more of a audience for it.
And I think that's what the world needs now. Yes. You know, you have, I think of like, as like the anti Oppenheimer, because Oppenheimer, I as for as well made as that movie's going to be, is kind of going to be a drag.
Yeah, probably.
So let's get some fun in our lives.
Well, this is fun for some. We also got a trailer for Evil Dead Rise, which I watched the Red Band trailer, which is the one that we tweeted out at Dork Podcast. This looks gory. It looks terrifying. It looks just over the top. And I think some people are going to be maybe perhaps put off by this, right? The level of gore and violence.
When you see a cheese grater used as a weapon, and in the fashion that it's used in, is it's not pleasing to the eyes. But I hope they go like full on with the practical effects like they have, and you know, the whole line, mommy's with the maggots now. That just, and then the scream at the end. Oh my God.
Yeah.
This movie looks awesome.
It does look awesome.
Awesome.
I still can't tell. Some websites are still saying it's an HBO Max release. Others are saying it's going to be theaters and then HBO later on. So I don't know what the deal is yet, but it comes out either way.
Like I am super excited for this movie.
Yeah.
And again, I'm told Bruce Campbell is in it, but he did not appear in the trailer. So I wonder
not.
If he comes in, because it's a bit of an Aliens situation where you have, it looks like a figure who is trying to save a young girl who's not hers. And right. That's probably where the similarities end, other than like gore and stuff. But
For sure. Speaking of horror movies as well, Megan. The Megan with a 3 is the first like release of significance in 2023. And I just was like, oh, that's whatever. And I'll probably catch it when it comes on streaming somewhere.
Because you can't not watch a horror movie.
I have to
watch like that. Anytime you see one, you have to watch it. Yeah.
It's got a currently, so it's been out long enough. It has it's rocking a 93 on Roddy T's.
Yeah.
How is that happening?
I don't know. But I think is it a good movie? Because I went into it thinking it's going to be like a Child's Play, The Orphan kind of knockoff kind of thing, or Annabelle or whatever. And this, now it's being pitched to me as like a horror comedy, like this super silly. So now I'm interested. Now I'm in. Now I kind of want to see this, because the last horror movie that did this well, I think critically, was probably Barbarian, right?
Yeah, Barbarian did well. I think Black Phone did pretty good.
Black Phone was okay. I think it was in the 80s or something. Okay. But it wasn't like, above 90, you have my attention.
Yeah, 93 based on 165 reviewers, and then the audience score is at an even 80 right now. But I don't know
if any of you guys, the critics like it more. I was able to Hereditary. I think the critics like that more than the audience.
Yeah, yeah, for
sure. But it's usually horror movies are usually flipped. It's usually 40% critics and then 90% audience, you know?
I agree. Yeah. All right, well, we have an absolute monster topic du jour. So, Ryan, let's get to this.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, Ryan, what do you have?
So, not much, really. So, I guess the only update for me is that I did finish the new Need for Speed. I am a very good arcade style driver. Simulations are a little bit harder. I feel like you need the wheel, but if you need someone for like an arcade style heist, you call me.
Okay.
No one who drifts like this guy. Trust me.
Okay.
So that was a really fun game. I would give it a 4.5, soft 5 out of 6 for the new Need for Speed. So there you go. So what that's gotten me into now, you know what I did? I finally bit the bullet and I did the upgrade for Grand Theft Auto 5 for the PlayStation 5.
Okay.
Game changer, man. Like zero load times during the story mode. I'm not going to play online yet because I just want to get used to playing again. Mm-hmm. Man, that game's been out for what, 6-7 years?
Oh, at least.
Dude, and it's so fun. It's still so fun. I don't get it.
That's great.
And lastly, so this is a bit of video game news. So Rich and I just timed myself and tried to get under a minute and I didn't do it, which is a bummer. But so Rich, we talked about last week our fantasy football trouble that we were in. And I think we came to the decision that was probably the best of any scenario. And thank you, Commissioner Keefe, for coming for congratulations on retaining the trophy, which is impressive. But if you haven't seen our fantasy football trophy, now we can show it.
Yeah, I'll bring it in next time. I gotta get it from Vaughn, who won it last year. But yeah, so for those who don't know, recapping the story real quickly, I was up 16 points going into Monday Night Football, and I had Jamar Chase, Davey had Steph Diggs, and Joe Mixon in a standard scoring league. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the game stopped not even midway through the first quarter. We didn't know what to do. We were trying to like figure out. I don't know how this finishes. ESPN, where we run our league, just was like, that's it. It's over. So I'm going to get the trophy. I'm the champ. But I thought it was only fair. We're going to split the pot there between and second prize, put it together, cut it in half, and boom. That seems
gentlemanly thing to do, I think. So that's great. But so I did see, and many of you have probably seen this too, that one league who was facing a similar situation, they decided, and this is where this video game related, they played the Bengals-Bills game as a simulation on Madden and took the stats from that, which I feel like this is never – hopefully this never happens again. Mm-hmm. But if it does, could you imagine you and I simulating that game and then streaming it for people to watch our live reactions? That would have been an absolute home run.
And then we could have figured out where, like, on the screen, we had live scoring updates, too. So you'd see like, our fantasy score change as it's going on.
That right.
Wild.
That would have been – so we could have put it on, like, another screen and have it been another connection. That would have been wild. Or even on, like, a laptop.
Yeah,
that we would have figured it out.
That would have been intense.
They're super intense. But next time, you know, next time someone almost dies on a football field, we can do that.
Oh, my God. What a story. Thank God we got the update that we did. This week.
And he was watching the game today and he was tweeting. He was having a blast against your New England Patriots who fucking stink.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
don't have to deal with them anymore.
Not my problem.
My problem anymore. See you next year. Yep.
Yeah. We're not going to do 2 straight months on how bad their season was. Don't worry. We won't. Maybe we will. All right. So is that it, Ryan? That's pretty good.
That's it.
Oh, by the way, one of the first calls we took on the aforementioned Rich Keefe show, I go to some guy. He'd been waiting on hold for like a little bit. And so I was like, let's go to, I forget what the fuck his name was.
I know what his name was because I think I know who it was.
Oh, really?
It was Joey from, I think it was Joey Gloucester.
No. Oh, no, not with us. Not a call with us.
Oh, I thought you meant the guy who's like, if I want my money, I have to play Cuphead and stream it.
No, a kid was like, oh, you know, that was Joey. That was funny. No, it was a kid who was like, I forget his name. It was like Billy and Worcester. And he's like delayed. I'm like, Billy and Worcester. He's like, oh, hey, man, sorry. I was playing Need for Speed.
Dude, I heard that right before I came on. That kid was so high.
High as a kite. That's, listen.
He was high as a kite. I can tell you that, like, just this, the random stream of consciousness that he was pouring forward. Awesome. That's had to be someone who has his medical card.
That's the audience. If you're going to sit in your basement, just turn the fucking radio on. You don't even have to have it on high. Just have it on. I don't give a shit.
I had my whole hockey team listening. They were fired up. They were texting me throughout the whole thing.
Oh, good. Very good.
Debating my takes. So,
well, that's also good.
Yeah, it was great.
All right. So anyway, no. Actually, the kid said, he's like, I was playing Xbox. And then I asked him what game. He's like, oh, the new Need for Speed. I was like, all right, great.
Yeah. Stoner.
Anyway, Ryan.
Y'all ready for bisque?
Topic du jour time.
Am I?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the topic of the day. Really, today it is the 2023 TV shows. What happened there? Let's get this bread.
My watch every once in a while thinks I'm talking to her.
Yeah, she's like, hey, yeah. Big boy.
She's like, I don't understand what you're asking me. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
I ain't talking to you. Here's the silly thing about TV shows. They don't feel like giving you a premiere date. Like,
no, and I think a lot of them give you maybe if you're lucky, they give you a month.
They give you a month, or they'll be like middle, summer, late. And then so some of these that we get to later on. So January, February, March are they're penciled in. There's one in April we're going to get to. And then the rest of them should come out this year. But again, don't hold a gun to my nuts if they don't. Like, there's a chance that they don't. Some of these might not come out this year.
They might, they're probably, because TV's filmed differently than movies. Like, there's a shorter window. They do like half the season, and I think some of them, like as the season's going on, like they film other episodes and they finish it up. Like,
how do you not know? Like, especially if it's like a marquee show, how do you not know when like Loki season 2 is going to be? Like, pick a date. But anyway. Right. Anyway, let's start with January. January 4th, so it's already come out. It was a 2-episode premiere of The Bad Batch Season 2 on Disney Plus. You and I were both kind of on Season 1.
Yep.
I did watch the first 2 episodes, though, and I think it's more promising. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
I haven't. My plan was to watch them all in a row when they're binge them when they're done, unless I was told otherwise. That was my kind of attitude towards that. So if you're telling me it's good, I'll watch it. If not, I won't waste my time.
Definitely. I liked it. I don't know if anybody else has watched it so far, but the first two were better. There's like some references in there. And so one thing about this is, you know, us, we'll watch anything Star Wars. Some of it's great, some of it's shit, some of it's kind of caught in the middle, but you know it's canon. So like, if they make a reference or allude to something in this, it's legit. It happened in all of real Star Wars. That's why I like it. You into Velma coming out on HBO Max, the animated show about the Scooby-Doo character Velma.
They've teased this a little bit, but it's like the Harley Quinn show where it looks pretty kiddie, but it's actually an adult animated show, right?
Yep.
So this is some hardcore Velma. So that came out wrong. That didn't sound right. That didn't feel right when I said it. And one of the first things
where, oh my God, what game show have you ever seen that had swearing in it?
But I'll check it out, right? Because the Harley Quinn show, I feel like it was okay when I started, and then it got really, really good. On HBO. Thank you to Nick Fryer for insisting that we watch that show, because I remember him saying, like, you have to watch it. You have to watch it. You got to stick through it. Like, stick through the first like 2 episodes or something, and then it gets really good.
Yeah.
He was right.
I've heard all good things. I've literally watched those 2 episodes probably like 3 times because I keep starting over. I just need to skip ahead and just go.
What kills me is like, you'll watch
everything.
You'll watch it. Yeah. But like, you won't. No, I'm trying to think of like, you'll sit through some like shit, but you can't get through that. Like, you watch Doom Patrol, but you can't get through Harley Quinn, which I'm told is way better.
I watched the first half of season 4 of Titans. Looking forward to the second half coming up.
You know what I'm like that with? And this is a show that, again, you can't watch everything, but Yellowstone. Like, I cannot get into that show. Cannot.
It happens. There's certain things. I don't know what it is. It's just you can't. And then other things you pick up and you just like watch it all on a weekend. I don't get it.
But that's that show, Yellowstone, that like, if you tell people you don't watch it, they kind of get mad at you. So I don't know. Yeah.
All right. Coming out. We are so excited for this 1 week from tonight. And at the end of this, we'll do like our top 5 or 6 most anticipated. This will for sure be on there. The Last of Us finally comes to HBO next Sunday. It's going to be tricky because it's going to be on when we're recording. So I guess I'll just watch it immediately after,
or we can do it live. We can't do it live. We'll get
just break it down as we're watching it. This show's going to be fucking the balls.
I have started mentally and emotionally preparing myself now for this show. My wife is really excited to watch it with me. I don't think she's ready. If they do kind of like a shot for shot, line for line thing, I don't think she's going to make it through the first episode.
So that's what it'll be interesting. Yeah, that's going to be intense. But watching it with somebody who didn't play the video game and didn't know the video game, I will be fascinated to see like who likes it more, who likes it. Is it this? Do you like it the same amount, less? Like I'm fascinated for that part too.
Yeah.
And they talked about if, I think it was one of the show creators was like, if they do a season two, or no, like to get to the second video game, it's even more than two seasons.
Oh, it has to be. Yeah.
So this could be like a four season show.
And I think four or five, I think five is the sweet spot. And I really think, because you could do one and two, right? In five seasons. So I think, you get to the winter. Like we said last time we talked about this, if you get to the winter, I think that'll be a good season.
Man, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait. All right. Also in January on the 26th, Poker Face. This is a Peacock show done by Rian Johnson. You know, that could be polarizing, but it's a detective genre case of the week series. Natasha Lyonne as Charlie Kale, a woman who travels the country and solves crimes using her mysterious ability to tell when people are lying. So basically Dead Zone, I guess.
So my wife, she plays my wife.
She plays Ryan Davey. Also in the show, Adrian Brody, Benjamin Bratt, Chloe Sevigny. How do you say her name?
Sevigny or Sevigny? Sevigny?
She was the one who, you'd recognize her. She's in a lot of things.
Yes, she's in a lot of things.
She was also famously in a movie. You know,
with her boyfriend at the time, where she gave a hum daddy on IRL on screen.
In real life.
Yeah.
Yep. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Tim Blake Nelson, and more. Any interest in Poker Face?
Yes, actually. Okay. I envision this for like, since it's Rian Johnson, he's producing and probably directing and writing some of this, I'm guessing. I wanted him to do this obviously with Benoit Blanc. Like every movie is a new case with new people, and I think we're definitely gonna get another one of those, right?
Oh, he's already writing Knives Out 3. Yep.
But stop calling it Knives Out.
Right.
Because I feel like that was
Call
it a Benoit Blanc mystery. Don't call it a Knives Out mystery, because Knives Out is over. But anyway, I do like this episodic mystery thing, and it, having all these people in, I think it would be actually really cool.
On that same day on Paramount Plus, Wolfpack, which is a Teen Wolf spinoff series with Sarah Michelle Gellar going to be in there.
I don't want to watch this, but I know I'm going to have to.
You're in your house. You're going to watch it.
In my, this household, this is going to be on for sure.
But if it wasn't Sarah Michelle Gellar, I wouldn't even have put it in the rundown, but because it is, I'm like, maybe I'll tune in. I'll see.
We kind of have to, right?
Let's see what she's doing.
Yeah. I'm interested to see what SMG is up to.
Oh God. Still bringing high heat. No problem there.
Follow her on it. She's a good follow on Instagram if you don't.
Is that right?
Already do so. Oh, yeah.
I'll check that out. So there you go. There's January. February, we have The Flash season 9 on the CW.
I cannot believe that it's been 9 seasons of this.
Not only is it 9 seasons, they're like 23 episode seasons.
But they just crank these things out.
Million shows. Those CW stars. And like every one of those kids has like millions of followers because kids watch the CW. And they follow all those actors. They're not in anything else. They're only in those shows. And
they can't, as much as they're putting it out, they can't be. The schedule's probably packed. Like you said, every year. I don't know how they do 23 episode seasons of this every single year.
And that kid
coming year round.
He would be a great Flash. You just swap him out. Ezra Miller out, Grant Gustin in. Oh, by the way, did you see what one WB exec said?
No.
The Flash movie is on par with The Dark Knight. And he could envision Ezra Miller like sticking around.
So I heard or I read somewhere that the test screenings were like through the roof for this movie.
Get the fuck out of here.
This could be, that movie could be the biggest surprise of the year.
The Flash?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see.
Because I think I know it went through reshoots and they never said it, but I'm sure Gunn was involved.
Ooh, well, by the time they did reshoots, maybe. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Right. And or that was the reason they did reshoots.
Yeah, because usually when you hear reshoots, it's not always a great sign.
It's not great. But now if they need to like fit some things or rework some things, I'm sure that's what it was for.
Sticking in February, You season 4 on Netflix. Speaking of shit that I watch, I've seen all 3 seasons, every episode of this show.
I think I fundamentally, I haven't seen any of this show. Rye watched the first season and the second season and then kind of putted out for after that. But yeah. Is this, I don't know anything about it. Is this kind of like glorifying stalking and psychopathy in a way?
Yeah,
like,
I think so. Well, especially the first season, because the first season was like this guy who was a super, super creep, but he's played by Penn Badgley.
So he's like super hot. So it's like kind of okay. Like, I feel like that's the message that it's trying to send.
But then as it goes on, and I don't know if this is a spoiler or not, but either you've watched the show or you haven't, like, he finally, like, literally meets his match. So, like, there's one girl he starts doing the bullshit to, and she's fucking way crazier than him. And so, like, it's pretty sweet. And then the third season's just, it's so fucking off the wall crazy. But, like, I just watch it. It's an easy sit down, watch 2-3 episodes in a row kind of show.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just, I don't think this is for me.
That's fine.
You know what? I feel like, you remember, like, the people started making those, like, Ted Bundy movies, and then people were on Twitter or social media were talking about how hot Ted Bundy was.
Yeah.
I'm like, have you missed the entire point of this?
Killed a ton of people.
Yeah.
This show I should watch, and for some reason I don't. And February 15th, Wu-Tang, An American Saga Season 3 comes out on Hulu.
I also don't watch this and feel like I should, because it, not only are we big fans, but also it gets killer reviews. It's supposed to be really good.
Yep. My brother-in-law watches it. He loves it. And I was like, you know what part of it is? I have a hard time binge watching things on Hulu because I, like a poor, have the ads on Hulu.
Yeah.
And so, like, if it's a Netflix or HBO thing, I'm much more likely to rip through a bunch than on Hulu. I'm like, ah, damn it. Like, what am I going to do during the commercial?
Now, think of it like, I want you to think of it like this. You could use that as an opportunity to know when to go to the beer fridge. You get 90 seconds or to, like, rip a piss.
Beer fridge, piss, maybe, you know, rip a hilarious tweet, things like that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a good point. Now, this is a show that, just because I don't know if I've ever had Stars. Was the show originally on Stars?
It was.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have Stars. And then when I got the free package, I think I watched like 5 or 6 episodes, but I never watched all of it. But they're bringing back, and therefore it's technically season 3 of Party Down, which I feel like would be one of my favorite shows if I actually just sat and watched it, but I haven't, and I need
this show is fucking hysterical.
Yeah.
And so everyone who's in it now is kind of like more famous than they were.
Oh yeah.
At the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
But the cast on this show is absolutely outstanding. It's Adam Scott, Lizzie Kaplan. Forget his name.
Lizzie Kaplan. Automatic steal a smooch candidate for next year.
And it's all the people from like Reno 911 and like the state and like all those people.
Well, Ken Marino, Marino is as fuck. Martin Starr is in it. Jane Lynch is in it. Jennifer Coolidge. And then some of the recurring cast is like Joey Lauren Adams, J.K. Simmons, Ken Jeong, Kristen Bell, June Diane Raphael.
Yeah. Wagon. As we would say on this program, a crop.
It's a crop. What a crop is right. Yep. So I'll have to check that out some way, somehow. All right, now we get into March. March 1st, The Mandalorian Season 3, Disney Plus.
Into my veins. Just all the time.
Oh my God, is it so good. Fuck, I can't wait.
And they got to come out swinging, right? Because they, like, at the end I'm of the way the last one ended.
Yes. Who are they going to bring? Well, then also you have like, he jumps in and tries to save Book of Boba Fett. All the best stuff Book of Boba Fett was like with Mando in there. Mm-hmm. So now he and Grogu are together. Where are we going? I can't wait.
Dude, does Boba show up in this season? He has to, right? Probably. Yeah. And my he's
still running city council or whatever the fuck.
My girl Fennec Shand better be in this.
Yeah, Fennec. Fennec's good. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait for that. Obviously, we'll do a standalone, no doubt, at the end of that. Maybe even throughout, maybe we'll split it in
initial
half
reactions, halfway and final, you know.
Yeah. And March 1st, I believe, is that a Wednesday? Is this another Wednesday show? Probably. A lot of the Wednesday. That's gonna be a Wednesday show on Disney. A couple CW shows, Superman and Lois season 3. Haven't seen it, but people like it. It gets good reviews. The girl who plays Lois was one of the stars of Grimm, which is another show that I watched for a while.
Which is another CW show.
which no, Grimm was NBC, believe it or not.
Was it really? I thought it was CW. Yeah. That felt like a CW show.
100% it did.
Oh, what's the no? The one on CW was Supernatural, right? Which was kind of the same thing.
Yeah. There's like 1,000 seasons of that.
Right.
And then Gotham Knights. It's season one CW. I don't think it's in the Arrowverse. I think like Carrie Kelly's gonna be in it, and then it's like other characters that aren't super.
So
it's weird, and it's also weird, the same name as the Bat family.
The biggest disappointment of the year. I don't think we had a biggest video game disappointment of the year. Mm. Gotham Knights. Mm-hmm. And the fucking thing is, we knew it too. We knew it.
Yeah.
As soon as you saw that goofy shit they were doing in like the gameplay trailers, like.
Oh yeah, we definitely were kind of tipped off that it was going to look pretty stupid, and then them trying to like make excuse for it. They're like, well, it's four players. Well, it's not four player co-op right now. And oh yeah, don't worry, Red Hood jumps on these giant bubbles throughout town, and you're like,
And I played enough of that game to know it's fucking stupid. It's stupid.
The premise of Gotham Knights, the show, is in the wake of Bruce Wayne's death.
Yep.
His adopted son Turner Hayes goes on an unlikely forges an unlikely alliance with the children of Batman's enemies. Turner works with these children when their parents are all framed for the murder of Bruce and attempt to clear their names. So it's the daughter of the Joker, the daughter of Clue Master. This is a mess.
The fuck out of here, man.
I don't want to watch that.
No.
Get the fuck out of here!
But, Ryan, March 24th, Yellow Jackets, Season 2. Oh,
God. I think I have to do the episode Drop D. Too.
Deep tick. Yep. I would think that would only be appropriate if you did that. Do I have any?
I loved it.
There we go.
So I am so looking forward to this. And this is a show that's gonna get it got crazy towards the end, like the story kept getting crazier and crazier.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't wait to see where this goes. Now that you know who's alive and who isn't,
oh my God.
What's going on with all those people who have survived, like I thought this was going to be kind of like Alive, where you have the story of, you know, high school girls who like soccer team who crash land and eat each other.
Yeah.
And I got so much more.
This is my number one most anticipated TV show for the year. And we were already talking about Mandalorian's going to be the balls. We have a whole bunch of other ones coming up. Last of Us. This is my number one with a circle it with in dark, dark permanent marker.
And I love that Juliette Lewis and Christina Ricci are having the year they're having now, too. Because Juliette Lewis was in the Chippendale show that I watched, and she was phenomenal in that.
Yep.
And she's also obviously awesome in Yellow Jackets. And so Christina Ricci in Wednesday and now in this. Yep. Yeah.
I love it. So that's great. That's in March 24th. April on the 20th, Peacock show, Mrs. Davis. I put it on here because it's Damon Lindelof.
Mm-hmm.
Who did Lost, The Leftovers, and Watchmen. So he's got a pretty good track record. And Betty Gilpin, who was in the show Glow, she's like the other star of
the blonde one.
Brie.
Yep.
The blonde one. She plays a vengeful nun. I don't know, dude, but Lindelof.
Yeah, but he's hit or miss, right?
What did he miss?
The ending of Lost.
All right, but the start. Yes. I never even saw Lost, but I heard it was good. Leftovers and Watchmen, bang bang.
Yeah, it's true.
Two of the best shows we've seen.
Oh, did I tell you I watched the first two episodes of The Leftovers?
What do you think?
It's awesome.
Yes, dude. Yes,
it's awesome.
It's
the end of the first episode. You're like, oh shit,
the show's wild. And then you'll really understand my appreciation of Carrie Coon as the show keeps going. She's the best thing going.
Okay.
I'm
looking forward. I'm looking forward to knowing what that means.
I'm just telling you. Also, in April is The Walking Dead: Dead City, the spinoff starring Maggie and Negan, which again were the great misses of Batman v Superman and the whole DCU. Is they were the ones that were cast and were shown in the flashback as Bruce Wayne's parents.
Yes.
If you actually did Flashpoint, these actors as
the Joker Thomas and Mark Wayne,
Joker and Batman would have been fucking amazing. And he Instagrammed out a picture of them with like the makeup kind of like put up. Remember, like
if they would
do that, fucking great. All right, the following are all TBD. So if they don't come out this year, shame on me. But a lot of these are supposed to come out this year.
By the way, back up. So the actress who plays Maggie, yeah. Australian actress, what is her? Lauren Cohen?
Yep.
Another Steal a Smooch candidate.
Oh, every time.
Every time.
I'll dip into this show. I'm a sucker for Walking Dead. I mean, I watched every episode and read every issue, so I probably should dip into this. All right, TBD. First one, it was just in production last month, so I'm hoping it lines up for sometime this year. I think you should leave season three. Probably this year, right?
Probably the most anticipated. Oh, yeah, that's got to be this year.
I take it back. If it does come out this year, it'd be this first, then Yellow Jackets. But they haven't. There's no release date announced yet at all.
But
so I mean, can't, yeah,
that show wrapped filming last month.
Right? No, so I thought it started last month.
Oh, I thought it ended. I thought they were done. I thought I read something they were done. So like,
oh, well, then it should definitely.
It's January 8th. So like, yeah. It's got to come out this year.
Okay. All right.
Has to. Well, I'm guessing that's a summer thing because it wasn't the last season the summer too.
I don't remember. It might have been.
What are we, 10 years old? I've seen every cock on the planet.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Do we get Biff Whiff this season in some small role? Because we didn't get the car guy.
No, we didn't. We didn't get the car guy.
Too much fucking shit on me. I can't breathe.
I don't expect that they will do any
recurring characters. Who's steering wheel that doesn't fly off while you're driving?
Well, you know what the real sad part is a couple of these guys.
I'm joking.
Not with us anymore.
Passed away, which is sad. Pick of the pod. So yeah, some of those guys. But it's amazing how much he doesn't like rely on frequent characters or actors.
Right.
Like he's got so many different people in there. Mm-hmm. I've been rewatching the Detroiters again.
What is that on Paramount Plus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta check that out.
Did you ever see it?
No.
Did you never? Fucking amazing. Okay, it's the same shit, but it's like him and Sam Richardson in the whole time.
But is it like a sitcom though? Is it a go? Yeah. There's like a story that the whole
There's a story. They're both in advertising and they took over for Tim's dad. Their names in the show are Tim and Sam. Like it's fucking
that's
awesome.
Good writing, just brilliant writing.
Dude, it's I guarantee you laugh out loud minimum once an episode. Okay. It's like that, it's that good.
So that might be my next binge is the Detroit.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy binge. I'm just like rewatching it now. Like it's an easy thing to put on in the background and it's fucking hilarious. Like, yeah, there's some laughs in there that are just monster laughs. I won't spoil them any. So, but we can talk about it at some point. Yes. That might be, you know what? That might be once you're done, let's do a standalone on it. No rush on it. But once you're finished, that'd be a great standalone because it's so fucking funny. And like a lot of the people pop in there too. Like Jason Sudeikis is a producer on the show, so he's in a handful of episodes. Cicely Strong is in one. So anyway, all right. Here are some of the heavy hitters that are expected to come out this year: Succession season 4 on HBO. I know you haven't watched Succession. That might be a show you want to watch before this one comes out. This is really good.
Okay.
It's one of the few shows I watch with my wife. We have very different tastes when it comes to shows, mm-hmm. but this is one that we both...
This one works for you.
This one works for us,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Severance season 2, rumored to maybe be this year on Apple TV+.
Should we do hype level 1 through 6, like where we are hype level on these?
Yep.
Just to bang through them. So Succession, give me a 3, because it's just because I haven't watched it.
You haven't seen it. I'll go 5, I'll hold my 6s for some of the other ones, but like I like the show. It's very, 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 very good. Mm-hmm. So I'll go 5.
Severance, I'm at a 5 for this.
So Severance, I'm at a 6 because Succession is a great show and it's going to win all the show awards and whatever. And it's really cool. And like you like to see where it goes. But Severance is the show that you know they're giving you all these clues and you're trying to figure shit out before they reveal it and all this. Like it's such a fucking mind meld that you're just like, I can't wait for Severance.
And I think the writers of this show too said that they had the whole thing written out. Same with Yellow Jackets. They have the whole thing planned. They know what to do. So, but you know, then, like those shows that kind of get lost along the way.
But then they're like, also, they said like they've also gone on to like Reddit and like seen all these like theories and like, oh shit, that is pretty good. And like the shit like that they didn't have. And they're like, it's actually a pretty good theory. All right. The next one, The Bear. Season 2 might be coming out this year.
6. I can't wait to see where this story goes, and hopefully it's more episodes too.
Yeah, the bear is amazing. What about The Curse?
See, I know nothing about this. You wrote this down, but I didn't want to like fake it and like look it up. So like pitch me on this one.
So the reason why I wrote down the curse is it's a who's it's Nathan Fielder, Benny Safdie created it, and they're in the show together. So the series,
what a weird pair.
Yeah. So the series will explore, quote, how an alleged curse disturbs the relationship of a newly married couple as they try to conceive a child while co-starring on their problematic new HGTV show, Flipanthropy.
That sounds pretty fucking cool, actually.
So it's Nathan Fielder, Benny Safdie, and Emma Stone.
Okay.
And it's going to be on Showtime. And it's
Nathan
also...
Fielder's so creepy, too.
And one of the production companies on it is A24.
I'm kind of in on this then.
It's called The Curse. So yeah, it's probably going to be pretty wild. So I threw that on there. This one I haven't read a lot about. I found it on one of my lists here is Fargo. Another season of Fargo. I think it's season 5 of Fargo.
Yeah. Wait, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, it's 5.
But season 5, and Jon Hamm is going to be in it. And last time Jon Hamm was a regular on a TV show, I didn't love it, but it was one of the most popular ever. And
I think Fargo needs a bounce back after last season, because I think the first season of Fargo, the TV show, is fucking incredible. Mm-hmm. Two is good. Two is great. Three is good. The one with Mary Elizabeth Winstead and
Ewan McGregor
playing the dual roles, and David Thewlis, who was awesome in that season, picking the guy with the teeth.
Four sucked,
but the one with Rock sucked, unfortunately. So this one, hopefully this bounces back.
I agree. Jennifer Jason Leigh also expected to be in this one.
So that's four for me on that one.
Yeah. Okay. Same. Four on that one. All right. I'm gonna name all of the Marvel properties that are expected to come out, and then we can highlight anyone that you want. Secret Invasion, Loki season 2, X-Men 97, Echo, Ironheart, Agatha, Coven of Chaos, and What If season 2.
It's a lot of TV.
I know. It's a lot of TV. Loki season 2 is the one that jumps out.
That jumps out at me that something's going to be awesome. Hopefully Secret Invasion has to be good.
Yep, Samuel L. Jackson. So we'll see.
And Ben Mendelsohn, right?
Yep.
So that, and again, Secret Invasion sets up Secret Wars, which is where we're going. So the hope, this needs to kick some ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not getting my hopes up too high for X-Men. Like, that would normally be one of my favorite things. I'm just not really sure. It's animated, obviously.
Yeah. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun for like maybe a couple episodes, and I suspect that this will go nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious with Echo, just how much Daredevil we get, how much Kingpin do we get, like where are they going, that kind of thing. Because Echo is pretty good in Hawkeye, but if it's just her and like, I don't know what side characters we're going to get, kind of like
I'm not going to say it. They'll have to bring in other characters just because of the character Echo, who can't talk. And as good as that actress is, she's awesome. But you're going to need some dialogue there to keep the people interested. I expect a steady stream of cameos a la She-Hulk.
We're also getting the final season of Riverdale, season 7 of Riverdale on the CW. And to what I read is, so this show is nuts. Like, it started out always kind of crazy, and then it just got off the charts.
I'm crazy. I hope this isn't a spoiler, but I walked in at one pivotal point in some past season and somebody was on a homemade spaceship.
Probably. I believe it or not, as big a fan as I was, I didn't watch the last like season and a half.
It was like a rocket. Someone built like a homemade rocket and it like blew up.
Yeah, probably. Like, one character legit eventually got like superpowers, I believe. Like, they went kind of nuts. But this last season, I read, is going to take place in the 50s somehow. And it's going to be like legit old school, like Archie comics.
Where Jughead's wearing the crown.
Yeah. Like that, well, he always, like, they kind of dressed his ass like that a little bit. Yeah. Like, he wore like a stupid
hat. He had like a wool winter hat. Yeah. But yeah.
The show's been, it's fun, but it's wild. Here's another series. Another one of the shows that I'm really super excited for is Ahsoka, the Ahsoka Tano show, Disney+ at some point this year. We're also supposed to get Star Wars Skeleton Crew and The Acolyte all coming to Disney+. I'll tell you, I'm probably, if you throw those three in with Mandalorian, I'm more excited for those four than I am any four Marvel show.
That's an astute observation, and I think I'm with you on that, because if Mandalorian's going to be good, as always, Ahsoka, yep, I hope is going to be awesome. Skeleton Crew, I don't know a lot about this, right?
We'll see. That's the Jude Law one.
Right. And The Acolyte, which is a Sith show.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Like, let's old, get it. Like,
way
Republic, back. Right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Way back. Yeah, what does it say about Skeleton Crew? Yeah, not much. Let's see. Who's even... Yeah, so it doesn't... I can't believe they don't fucking put any dates, but whatever. My guess is, like, you can kind of map it out. You know, Mandalorian's going to run for X number of episodes on Wednesday. Then they'll give it like a week, and then they'll start another show, then another show. But at some point, we're going to get the overlap where there's going to be a Marvel and a Star Wars show on the same week. It'll be interesting to see what days. Maybe there'll be a Friday show. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on Gen V, the Prime, Amazon Prime spinoff of The Boys?
And this has to deal with that, with the JV team of the seven.
Well, right. No, this is more like the school. So this is kind of like their
but
version. Isn't
it, what's the name of the, like, Young Justice that comes, like, they're not the seven, but remember in the graphic novel, there was like a farm team that they lived in, like, the hotel.
There's a bunch of them. I think this one has more to do with basically like their version of the X-Men. So right, there's, so they, like, a, they there's like a mansion and they go over there. I think that's what it's going to be. But yeah, because there's like a bunch of different teams that they go through. But I think these are going to be like young kids that are on the V, and they're going to be all just, it's going to be chaos. Just
basket cases. Yeah, I think I'm going to watch. I think I'm going to watch that.
Channel. Probably going to watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this will be interesting. I don't know. I was just reading the cast list. I think A-Train is going to be on like an episode. Ashley, who's really good, she's going to pop in.
Oh, I love Ashley. Yeah.
I don't think we'll see most of the other ones, but they'll probably refer to them. There'll be some stories, and it'll be pretty gory, I'm guessing, as well.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. They set the bar very high the first they episode did. Of last season.
They did. All right. What about True Detective Night Country, the fourth season of True Detective? This one has Jodie Foster in it.
I really dig this show. Nick Pizzolatto's awesome. I think that this run has been really good. Actually, was it season two was the stinker?
Season two was the real stinker. And I think Pizzolatto might be out for this season.
Huh. Who's in it? It's Jodie Foster and who else? I remember someone hearing someone else's name.
I don't know. Doesn't say.
Let's get it. This has had some of the best TV in the last, like, what, 5 years has been True Detective? 5-6 years?
Season one was incredible. And then
season three was good too.
It was. Yeah. Even Dorf was good in it.
Yeah.
We're good.
That's enough, young lady.
The Witcher season three on Netflix.
No, thank you.
I couldn't get into it myself. Nope. My dad loves the show. Just that was a grind. I could not get into it. A
lot of lore in that show. Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. And I think Cavill's in this season, right? And then Hemsworth is in for the next season.
No, I think he's
this is the season. This is the Liam Hemsworth season.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. How about this? This will be maybe a standalone. The Muppets Mayhem is going to be a.
Is this about the band?
Yeah, the Electric Mayhem.
Yeah, we talk about this a lot. I have a. The Electric Mayhem gives me anxiety for a weird reason.
Right. Janice.
did we tell the story in the podcast?
I think you might have.
Yeah, that my college girlfriend people would tell me that she looked like Janice from the Electric Mayhem.
Well, not great.
Not great.
They weren't wrong.
They were not. You were around her several times. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yes. But oh man, the Electric Mayhem is great. This will be one. I think Cece's gonna like this show. This will be great.
Oh, the Davy girls are all over the show, too.
It's going to be a real treat. What else do we got? Oh, Harley Quinn, the aforementioned Harley Quinn, season 4 on HBO Max. And a lot of people are pumped for that. And I think this is also an animated show, Gremlins, Secrets of the Mogwai.
Animated?
I believe it's animated. I believe
it is. They should have done live action. They should have brought out, what's the kid, Billy?
Yeah, Billy.
I forget his last name. It doesn't matter. But they should have brought him back. you know,
of the Mogwai. Yeah, it's animated. This will be an HBO Max thing.
Dumb. Zach, I forget the actor. Whatever.
Oh, Zach Galligan is the actor.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't wait.
I can wait for this.
All right. So, let's cut the six in half. So we'll do six total. Your top three most anticipated shows are
The Last of Us, Yellow Jackets, Mandalorian.
Yeah, those are. Yeah, those might be my three again.
Okay. So let's go. Let's go bottom three.
All right.
Here you go. Ready. Party Down season three. I think you should leave.
You're doing three more. This isn't
three
your
models.
Yeah. Yeah, so
Party
three.
Down.
Oh, I think you should leave if it comes out. Yeah, Party Down.
And let's see. Ahsoka.
Oh, Severance. Oh, no, Ahsoka.
You could do Severance. Those are my bottom three.
Yeah.
You're going to take Severance?
I'd have to go Ahsoka, Severance.
Ironheart.
And Yellow Jackets, Mando. Fucking Last of Us. What'd I say? What'd you say?
Ironheart.
And Mrs. Davis.
Mrs. Davis or the curse. You sold me on the curse.
Curse is gonna be probably pretty damn
probably
good.
Gonna be pretty good.
Yeah. Henry Cavill is in season three. So
I'm still not gonna watch it.
This season you'll get Cavill. Yeah. I know you're not gonna watch, but for the people. Be like, fuck this, turn the podcast off.
But no. he's doing a Warhammer show now, which is like peak nerddom.
Oh,
like this guy's a nerd.
I'm doing a Warhammer every night.
Is he the most beautiful nerd in the world right now?
Yeah. Henry Cavill. Present company excluded.
We're dorks. He's a nerd.
We're not nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he the hottest smart guy?
Yep.
Gotta be.
Who's into like intense board games and
yeah.
That's a level of nerddom I never reached, is like hardcore board games.
No. You give a fuck about board games. Actually, that's not true. I love board games.
You do love a good board game.
Top six board games. Monopoly.
I hate Monopoly.
I love Monopoly.
I hate Monopoly.
Here's the secret to Monopoly.
You cheat. Everyone cheats.
No, not cheating.
Everyone's
not tolerated in this house. The oranges. You're like, Keith, the oranges? Yeah, the oranges. Because they're just cheap enough to build up quick, but they're profitable enough to reap the rewards. You get a hotel
in a great location.
Yep. You get a fucking hotel on New York Avenue. That's $1,000 of your dollars coming my way.
I was always big on the railroads and utilities. I went that
smart
way.
Yeah, you got a safe spot on every stretch mm-hmm. of land there. That's smart. Yep. Also, the oranges are the end of the first row when people come out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
So you roll a six, an eight, or a nine, you're paying me. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. And bones and worms.
That's right. That's what we play in our house.
That is it. 1,000 worms that you owe me. Yep.
10,000 bones. Fuck you. All right. We'll do board games next week. I guess.
So much for keeping this to like an actual hour, right?
No, I got it. We're cruising. Eight minutes. Oh, no problem.
Pick of the bomb.
Trust me, I can get a lot done in 8 minutes. would you like to kick, receive, defer, or even choose?
We could go from yo play to faux play to no play in 8 minutes.
Oh, so now, so again, I don't know if you guys have heard, I have my own night show now. So on the Rich Keefe show, we do like, it's a fucking wild west on like when Andy Hart's in or when Fitzy's in. But anytime any of them are in for the full show, we call it full tang. And so I was explaining to Fitzy what full tang was, and I couldn't come up with exactly what you told me. So then I went online and read the thing. So I was like, so from now on, I'm like, Fitzy, you're in from grip to tip. he fucking lost it.
Of course he did, because that's fucking funny.
I'm like, you're in from grip to tip.
From grip to tip. Anytime, I'm going to use that for everything. Soup to nuts. Grip to tip.
You're in grip to tip. Because he said... I think his in-laws might have just got him a full tang knife.
If it's worth a damn, it's full tang.
If it's worth half the shit that it's printed on, then it's goddamn right it's full tang.
They're not. I didn't say it was little pieces of shit.
No.
They're nice.
They're nice. 1,000 plus meatballs.
Kick and receive. I'm gonna kick to you. I defer to you. I'm gonna kick.
Oh, so that girl that girl that's the one that's yelling at him about the mob movie, that's yes. his wife in the Detroiters.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's fucking
nice.
Oh, nice. Nice. You know what I finally saw for my pick of the pod?
What's that?
I finally watched The Rental, the horror movie. You said yeah. I watched the horror movie. That's yep. the Dave Franco directed horror movie.
Sure.
Which his wife, Allison Brie, is in it. Dan Stevens is in it. And the dude from The Bear is in it.
Which dude?
Like the fucking main
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
the main yep. chef. Mm-hmm. And yeah, chef. And then there's another girl in it who's really good. I actually liked it. A lot of people were like, yeah, it's fine. It's for a 90-minute little suspense horror movie. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. I thought it was pretty good. It's on Netflix right now, so an easy watch.
So speaking of a Netflix, so we haven't talked about this show really that much at all. But and this is a show I haven't finished yet, but I'm interested in the community in a specifically your take, Richard, on the show Kaleidoscope. Have you heard anything about this?
It keeps popping up on my thing because right now I'm in a dry period for shows and movies, but I have not clicked it yet. I did see who was in it.
Right. But did you hear the premise of this whole thing?
I heard you can watch it in any order.
Except, yeah. So the whole, every episode is a color, right? And the only caveat is you watch white last.
Okay.
So the whole show is a heist. So there's a heist that takes place starring Giancarlo Esposito and Paz Vega, who you've seen from, I think she was in Spanglish. Is it? Paz Vega?
Yep. Yeah, she
was. And Jay Courtney, Captain Boomerang. So you can watch these shows in any order as long as you watch white last. And so it's like, it's kind of like Tarantino, but pick your own adventure. So the story kind of jumps around. There's flashbacks and whatever, but you can watch them in any order, which sounds like a really cool idea. And I'm wondering if we don't tell each other what order we watched it in and then do a podcast on it.
Well, that's not bad.
If it's good.
Okay. Yeah. How many episodes is it?
I think it's like 8.
Okay.
Or 6.
That's not bad.
Let me see.
Not bad.
It's considered a mini series.
Dave in the chat said he didn't know that. He started with white and then he read not to do that.
So it's 8 episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and they're all like an hour or 45 minutes?
Probably. Yeah.
We could do that.
I'm actually going to start it, but it sounds like a really cool idea.
Christopher thinks we should live stream hashtag Dork Monopoly.
So what we could do is like have, you know, 4 people yeah. in a live stream, like playing on this while also doing like a digital Monopoly game. And that's going to be a fucking 4-hour stream because you can't not like I just wind up just cashing shit out and doing stupid things just to stop playing Monopoly.
Yeah,
I'm it just done. Takes too long.
I'm done. Oh, I'm in it to win it.
Yeah,
I am in it to win it. All right, so maybe that show, because right now I'm like I just need The Last of Us to get here and then some of these other shows, and then boom, we're gonna be cooking with gas, because right now I'm kind of looking for stuff. There's not a lot of great stuff. Has anybody watched that show on Hulu with Lizzie Kaplan and Claire Danes,
Fleischman's in Trouble or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
I
haven't watched that yet. I don't know, could be good, could be not. I haven't heard really much about it. That's great. Thanks, Ryan. I really needed that today. Next week, is there enough on the docket for video games this year? Is there enough to discuss, you think, like projected to come out this year? Or
but I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of games, there's some really heavy hitters coming out this year, so that could take up a lot of it. But then there's, you know, indie games that you got to get into, and we'll, indie games that have now been so successful that they're having something else come out now. So
gotcha.
I'm thinking like Hades 2 is coming out.
Oh, cool.
So we'll see, you know, we'll let you know.
Mitch wants to know, how does Teacher Davey think of Abbott Elementary?
It's funny. I think it's very well written in terms of being, the question is like, how does like me as a teacher, our worlds, my world and the world of Abbott Elementary are so completely different.
Yeah. You're at a high school prep school.
Now I say this not with a double entendre, but not like a well-endowed, boarding school.
Rack
so
City.
a school that has money. So it's a little, my world's a little bit different, but the classroom management thing is kind of the same. And the way administrators and teachers act around each other is pretty spot on.
No, it seems charming. I've watched like most of season one. Eh, that's good.
It's decent. It's like trying to fill that gap for me between like Parks and Rec and The Office and like that mockumentary style kind of thing. But
all right, so next week's episode will be TBD. It'll be Sunday as well, though. Sunday nights, 9 o'clock start time. You can email us anytime, dorkpodcast@gmail.com, including some should I have bought that. I still have some more. I gotta fucking remember to save them
all.
We
do, and our people at 47 are looking for us right now. So
so hop in there, send us some new stuff. Maybe you bought yourself an item for Christmas. So send us what it was. We can do should I have bought this next week as well. Twitter and Instagram and YouTube at Dork Podcast, as simple as that. And you can also leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Oh, yeah. You know what? Josh was right. Next week could be Jessica Jones season 3. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Potentially could be. That'll do it for us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading and everything else. Davey, you don't give a shit about anything, do you?
What'd you say?
I said you don't give a shit about anything, do you?
Not really.